Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a Falcons Friday. It is Falcons game night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get pumped up because tonight the Atlanta Falcons, for the first time in 7 months, are back on the field at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in a game that, well, I was going to say counts, but Randy Mack probably doesn't count so much. It's an opportunity,
John. Yeah. That's all it is. It's an opportunity to put some good play on tape. Yeah, right, they put some bad play on tape last week.
Score a point.
Yeah, it was real raggedy last week. So hopefully they can get off to a good start. The first defense played with three plays, but they were flying around, and you love what you saw from them. So hopefully they get a little bit more extended time. They're going against a squad with some playmakers.
Yeah.
Don't get embarrassed by 10 that's going to be wearing the white, all right? Because, I mean, we know that he is super-duper fast, and he wants to get busy. So let's try not to get embarrassed out there. And offensively, and we'll talk about this throughout the program, just get a rhythm. Just get you a good rhythm going. No penalties. Don't start in first and 15, The first play of the game.
Yeah, no stupid penalties.
No stupid penalties. I mean, even though we know the one on Hardy, that was a soft penalty. You know, just don't put yourself in position to make those things.
We are broadcasting from the racetrack this morning at I-20 and Thornton Road, Lithia Springs. If you're coming into town from the west side, if you're coming out of Villarica, if you're coming out of Alabama, if you're coming out of Douglasville, wherever you're headed into town, you want to get off at Thornton Road, take a right, and we are catty corner from the Toyota dealership about a quarter of a mile off I-20, south of I-20, at the racetrack as we broadcast the morning show with John and Randy Mack. Hugh's last day of vacation. He'll be back on Monday for Falcons Monday, but glad to have Randy Mack for Falcons Friday. As we get to the game tonight, a couple of notes, and we'll get to Devondre Campbell and the interview in just a moment. The Falcons say they will play Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman. We mentioned it yesterday. They could see early action, which means I think they'll see first series action here.
That's it. Put him in. You ain't got to throw him a ball. Just let him run. Let him break him a sweat. Don't throw him the ball. And don't hand Freeman.
You wouldn't even give him a carry?
No.
Not even one?
Not even one, John. No, because this is the thing. He don't know no other speed, man. It's a game. I mean, which it should be. He coming downhill and he trying to break somebody out free. Go over there, chill, get your hat, get your sunflower seeds.
Does what happened to Darius Geis give you pause?
It always does. Anytime you're starting running back or your starting quarterback takes hits in the preseason, you always have something to worry about because you don't need them to take those hits. Why put those hits on? We talked about it earlier. The first play of the game in last night's game, they run in a bootleg with a slide with the fullback.
Talking about the Redskins.
Yes. The defensive end, the outside backer, doesn't bite at all on the play fake. He goes at a beeline and blasts, and then he lands on Alex Smith. I don't want Tua to have to go through that tonight. No. Sit back there, Max Pro, get the ball out. See, you want to go five wide so you can see Calvin Ridley and Julio on the field at the same time. That's what John wants.
Hey, not going to happen.
John wants five wide, so he want to see Calvin and Julio on the field.
No, but I'll tell you what. If you hold that for the opening snap against Philadelphia, I'm good.
Yeah, but and this is the thing. Another thing we haven't talked about, because D-Led said something about it yesterday, was Ridley might get a chance to return some kicks today. Because, you remember, they was like, you know, you said it, John. They're still trying to figure out who's going to be the returner. Is it? I mean, I think this is Hardy's last time to prove that he deserves a spot on this squad, because they drafted him to be the primary returner. He hasn't lived up to that. I still think Ito Smith will be the kickoff returner, but the punt returner, I think that's still up for grabs right now.
We are talking about the Falcons on a Falcons Friday live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our coverage of the game tonight begins at 5 with Mike Conley and Harper LaBelle. They're going to be at the AT&T Perch inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So if you get into the stadium early and make your way over to the AT&T Perch, you can say hi to Mike and Harper and be part of that pregame show. And then, of course, 7 o'clock kick tonight. Again, an early – I've been stressing it to you if you think you're going to get out of downtown and get back.
And it's Friday, too, John.
It's Friday, too. Yeah. 7 o'clock kick tonight between the Falcons and the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are going to play their first team the entire first half.
Yeah, they got the new quarterback, so they got to find. They got to get some game reps with him. I mean, it's not like, you know, a veteran starting quarterback, but you can give him a quarter. You've got to get this young man caught up to speed. He had the one start in Denver last year, played really well, actually. So they got to get him up to speed. You got a new receiver in Sammy Watkins. You got, I think they got a new right guard, if I'm not mistaken. So they got to find a way to get that rhythm going. And even if they are moving the ball up and down the field against the second team, don't be, you know, because a lot of those guys won't be on the field during, you know, when the bullets are for real.
Right, because of the fact that, you know, if you're going to be leaving, you know, Travis Kelce and Kareem Hunt.
And then they're going against the second team, the undrafted guys, which possibly will happen.
Could happen.
Unless Dan does have the same plan. I'm going to play my guys too, but not unless he had the plan before. You know what I'm saying? Before Andy said, I'm playing my guys. You don't want to stay. If you said, I'm playing my guys a quarter, no matter what, play them that quarter. Don't make the adjustments because Andy and the Chiefs are moving up and down the field on your second team.
Right, exactly. This is one of the things about the defense tonight. We had a chance to talk a little bit about the defense tonight, about the linebacking corps, and we ran into Devondre Campbell at practice I did the other day. This is on Wednesday, obviously, when we taped this interview, because we're talking about, during the interview, we're talking about camp breaking, which broke on Wednesday, and that's why you'll hear the question of camp breaking. This is my conversation about the linebacking corps, where I asked Devondre about Duke Riley, too. This is Wednesday with Devondre Campbell. Seen a lot in this preseason, Devondre. I'm kind of curious from your standpoint, as we go to game two, do guys yet know this new helmet rule? Do you understand the new helmet rule and what you can and cannot do?
I think we still having a little angst about it because there is always some questionable plays in there. But I think Q and the coaching staff is doing a really good job of just emphasizing and taking your head out the game. I mean, that ain't going to change anything about the way I play. You know, I'm still going to play full speed, but you just got to be more cognizant of, like, you know, the way you tackle.
Talking with Devondre Campbell about the Falcons' defense. Now, as you go through camp, last day of camp, you got to be pretty happy about the fact camp is breaking.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, I actually get to go home and sleep in my own bed now. That's the worst part about it, just the beds.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, as you get comfortable in your own bed, you got to get comfortable, of course, with this defense this year. Yep. You know, as you start to become more of a veteran and you look at some of the youngsters coming in, what are you seeing around you as some of those guys? And walk me through from your vantage point of what you're seeing from, let's say, the rookie class, from Deidrin or Foye or some of the other guys around you.
The biggest thing that I see is that they're eager to learn, and they're taking the steps to get better day by day. I mean, they seem like they're all perfectionists. Like, they make a mistake, and they're very hard on themselves. So I have to explain to them, like, I made a lot of mistakes my rookie year all the way up until the Super Bowl. Like, even then, you know, so it's going to be a big learning curve, and everybody learns at a different pace, but you can't get discouraged, and you just have to take it day by day and just continue to improve.
Devondre Campbell on 92.9 The Game. All right, you've had enough time. It's one thing to play alongside somebody, and it's another thing, Devondre, to really understand without talking about what it's like to be with somebody that you understand where he's going to be and what's going to happen. Now you've developed that kind of relationship with Deion. I mean, you get to this many, you know, reps, this many games, and now this many years with him. Do you start to have that understanding kind of unspoken?
Yeah, I mean, me and Deion, we spend a lot of time off the field, and I think that's where that connection comes. Just, you know, like, I know a lot about him, and he knows a lot about me, so when you get in those heated moments and it's crunch time, you know, I can trust him to do his job and he can trust me to do mine. You know, we just have that connection.
Do you feel a responsibility in any way to try to help Duke Riley through some of the things he's been going through? And he's even talking openly about it, about how he needs to get better and make reactions and be part of this unit.
I think the biggest thing with Duke is he just has to focus on himself and not let the outside noise get to him. You know, people going to talk regardless. You can't let that get to you. You just got to go out and do your job.
Yeah, because there's no doubt he has the physical attributes, right?
Oh, yeah, man. We see it every day in practice. You know, I think the thing is, you know, you can get distracted by outside noise. And I think, you know, that's the biggest thing I tell him. Like, man, forget what everybody else is talking about. We believe in you, and that's all that matters.
All right, we get towards, you know, the second game of the preseason. Lots been made, Devondre Campbell, about number 32 in the league, then number 16, then number 8 last year for this defense. Is there a numerical goal that you want to get to top 5? Is that an important thing for you guys?
You always want to be the best. You know, if you're in this game not to be the best, then you're here for the wrong reasons. I wouldn't say we're going to put a number on it. We're just going to try to go out and compete every game and just continue to get better and be the best defense we can be.
All right, final question as we get ready for the Chiefs game. The Chiefs say they're going to play their entire first unit the first half of the game. Andy Reid is saying he's going to get a good long look at them. Does that change in any way what you guys are planning to do?
Nah, man. I go into every game expecting to play the whole game, you know, and whatever happens, happens. So if we end up playing the whole first half or the whole quarter or however we do it, you know, I'm prepared for whatever.
He is prepared for whatever, no matter what he has to do here. And as you said, I mean, even if the Chiefs, Randy Mack, by the way, back live here at Racetrack off Thornton Road, even if Andy Reid does want to play because he wants to get Pat Mahomes, the new quarterback, up to sync with Kelce and Hunt and Watkins and whatnot, and certainly his offensive line, you just, there's no reason to match. You're not trying to win the game.
Unless you already had that plan coming into this, just like right. that. Unless that was a similar type thing. I mean, I'm so excited about this young man because you saw the jump. I mean, we talk about, I mean, we know Debo, he is the dude. He is about to be, in my opinion.
About Devondre Campbell?
I'm talking about Deion Jones first. I think he is a top five middle linebacker.
Oh, of course, that's how I agree.
I think this kid, Devondre, gets overlooked period. Because you look at his jump from year one to year two. And then he's gotten better. His body is becoming – because he's already a big kid. But now he's been – they said his offseason workout, I mean, he is just, you know, beefed up. And then they're going to let him rush a passer. I mean, this kid, I'm so excited about him this year. He's a guy that's going to have to guard the running backs. He's going to have to guard the tight ends because he will be that nickel linebacker. So, I mean, this young man is so versatile, and I think he's going to be 100 tackles plus this year.
Yeah, well, in a lot of years with the Atlanta Falcons, Devondre Campbell might be your lead
exactly,
linebacker.
Exactly.
He just happens to be playing next to 45.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got 45 in the middle. But this young man right here, he's something special. I mean, he's big. He can run.
Got long arms.
And you saw the jump as far as his coverage on tight ends from year to one. He struggled in year one. Year two, it was more or less you had to earn it against him. He had great coverage. And if they did make the catch, it was because it was just a better catch because the coverage was there. And now they're going to let him rush the passer. That's why Duke Riley is so important, because if you're going to let him rush the passer, you got to have another backer inside. And that's why he has to grow up
without having to step down with Kamal Ishmael into that slot,
or you know, because of the versatility of the defense, John. Right. You know, you can put Keanu there at the nickelbacker, or you can put Parker there, or some of those guys.
And I don't want to put too much pressure on a seventh round pick, but boy, I tell you, Olu Okun,
he's looking good, man.
They really like they drafted this kid out of Yale, Foye Olu Okun, and he looked good in the opener. He looks good in camp. I mean, again, he's a rookie. I mean, I don't know that it matters that he was a seventh rounder. Somebody really loved him and took him in the third round or something. But this guy can play football.
He's going to make the team. I mean, how he's been practicing, how he's been playing, he looks like he's going to be on the 53-man roster. And I'm not going to say that's puts Duke's his slot in jeopardy, because it doesn't. I don't think they're going to cut Duke. But, I mean, this young man, he's trying to get up
his playing time in jeopardy.
I don't even think it might. It depends on if he continues to play like he's playing in the preseason and Duke continues to play like he's playing. Yeah, it might hurt his – it'll cut out of his playing time. But if you look at what he's doing, he's building his case to be a core special teams guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're a seventh-round linebacker that can run and hit. Your job, if you're not starting, you're going to be on all the special teams. So that's a big niche for him right there. But, I mean – this kid, Dan loves him. First of all, he's smart. He's tough. And he's always in the right position.
We are broadcasting live from the racetrack on Thornton Road at 920 this morning on a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right now, though, we're going to give you not just a chance, because we're giving away free coffee and Peach Passes here, giving out T-shirts, and you can sign up for the Peach Pass and all that kind of good stuff. We're going to give you a chance right now to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
tall.
Yay.
T-A-L-L. What size is your coffee right there?
I got me a tall. No, well, it says large.
See, it says large.
Yeah, it says large. Yeah. So that just messed up my whole sentence right there.
No, it's tall, T-A-L-L, to 72881. Text tall, T-A-L-L, to 72881. And you might win $1,000 in the national signing bonus message. J Race 2, hi, do not text and drive, yada, yada, yada. Tall to 72881, and hopefully you win $1,000. Again, we're at the racetrack at I-20 and Thornton Road. Just if you're coming in westbound, take a right, about a quarter of a mile away. We're right here talking on a Falcons Friday about the Falcons. You mentioned the linebacking core, and tonight it's going to be interesting, yes, to watch Duke Riley, but it's also to me going to be interesting to see how this first unit handles the pass rush. One of the things we want to see from Devondre, one of the things we want to see from this, you know, interior pass rush, what kind of a push does Deidre Sinnott get in this game?
Well, they didn't draft him to be a pass rusher. I mean, he's one of those guys, if you get any kind of pass rush or sack or whatever, it's a bonus. He's in there to stop the run, John. That's his job. Hold up those two blockers, keep Deion and the other linebackers clean. You saw the Falcons, they started the game last week with Shelby and Brooks Reed that started at the end, at the defensive end in the base. And then the first time they went nickel, you saw Vic and you saw Tack come in, opposite sides and rush the passer. Tack, I mean, he almost got to Teddy. I still don't know what kind of blocking scheme that was, because where I was taught, you always block the big guy. But they let him go, and Tack was barreling down on him. So want to see more of the pass rush. Want to see more inside push. Hopefully Grady gets to play a little bit more today. I don't think he needs to play a lot, but hopefully he gets a couple more reps in there. And because this is a good offensive test for this team. So if they do get a quarter, that means they possibly get two drives against them.
You know, Randy Mack, I think it's so interesting, Randy Mack, in for Hugh. Hugh will be back on Monday. Randy Mack, one of the things I think is interesting, we talk about, the offense, well, how will they do in year two under Sark? They didn't score last week, blah, 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 blah. We know this offense is going to be explosive.
Yeah.
When I talked to Devondre about, do you put a numerical number on it, 32, and then 16, then 8. They have, like, halved it every year. Dan Quinn now is top five important. I thought he would just say, well, we're not going to put it. He said, no. He said, yeah, we want to be that number one defense. I mean, that numerical goal is important to us.
They've been yapping all offseason about it, though. That's the thing about it. This ain't nothing new. That's what surprised me, that you were surprised by. They've been talking about it all year.
But normally they don't say we want to be number one. We want to be the best we can be.
They want to be a top five defense, John, and they are on the way there because it's something said about, free NFL, you talk about free agency and new parts and all that. These guys have grown together, and I think that's the greatest thing about this defense because you saw all of them took their lumps together. You remember when all of them started, and I mean, the ball was – you said – Deion's running through the A-gap on a play-action pass. Because they were young. But now they're totally in control. They know where they're supposed to be. Deion knows how to get everybody lined up. And that helps our guy Ricardo, because we knew Ricardo, the youngest first year, the year they went to Super Bowl, you saw Ricardo having them go all the way up to the D-line and tell them where to move. And now you don't have to worry about that. 45 is in control. And this defense, why can't they be a top five? But they got to get more turnovers. They got to get more turnovers, John, because last year that was – I think even though the offense turned the ball over too much last year, the defense didn't create enough.
We are live at the racetrack on Thornton Road at I-20 this morning on a Falcons Friday. Some of the notes of the NFL from last night. There was some wild games. You see what happened to the Steelers-Packers game last night?
That's a good
game. My goodness gracious.
Official start of the football season, and our Falcons are ready.
No question. The sky's the limit for us.
Our Falcons are back on the field, fine-tuning their gameplay. Catch our exclusive preseason coverage here.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Falcons Friday as we get ready for a home game for the Atlanta Falcons for the first time in 7 months. That's the biggest story for us in the National Football League as we broadcast live from the racetrack on Thornton Road at I-20. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John and Randy Mack this morning. Of course, Hugh on vacation. You're missing all the fun out here. I will say there is a noticeable lack of Eagles fans that have showed up today because normally, Randy Mack, we have Eagles fans out the parking lot. You know what I mean? Because they all want autographs. Oh, the Eagles, because they want Hugh's autograph.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. I got a chance to meet a Dolphin fan guy. He's been up here. He's telling me he's doing he's trying to, switch over to being kind of a Falcon fan. I said, well, how long have you been here? He said 15 years. So I'm like, so you haven't.
That doesn't usually take that long.
I love seeing my Dolphin fans up here, and we all say the same thing. Them damn Dolphins. That's all we can say about it. But, the Eagles fans, and I love this tweet that we got, and my man, and I'm going to open my phone up so I can read it, because this is so true, because you always, and it's usually you freaking, you're always talking mess, and you're mad at other fan bases, but Darnell Goldens said, to the victor go the spoils, and John, I can't imagine the trolling you would have done if the Falcons would have won the Super Bowl. If that ain't 100, John, if the Falcons would have won the Super Bowl, the trolling that you, John Fricky, would have been doing would have been on another level of levels.
Yes, but I wouldn't have trolled the New England Patriots. I would have trolled the Saints.
Come on, John.
Oh, yeah. I would have hired a plane to fly over New Orleans, I'd do that now. All it has is like 0.10 and then just, :10 and just send it down there and fly around.
Come on, John. You would have been the ultimate troll.
Of course I would.
So why do you get so upset when everybody trolls your team?
I'm not. I'm just saying it. They deserve it back. I don't care. You want to dish it out. You got to be able to take it. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that. I agree.
I mean, you dish it out at me. I'm going to come back at you. What do you? You think I'm just going to accept it? Oh, you stole it. Oh, what was us? Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll crawl up like a little turtle. You know, come on, stop. I'm not going to do that. And we keep our eyes as we are on some of the future opponents for the Atlanta Falcons, including things like Swamp People, which will be Week 3. Is the opening game against Philadelphia, because it is the rematch in Philadelphia. What happened, we all know. And we want to keep our eyes kind of poised on that game on opening night, September the 6th, because of the nature of it. And as a result, one of the things that happened last night, we know that Carson Wentz – see, I'm not convinced Carson Wentz plays for a while. He could surprise me.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's playing in the first game, and I'm not sure he's going to be in the second or even the third for Carson Wentz. Now, Nick Foles, of course, who took him to the Super Bowl. We all understand what he did. Last night he's playing in a preseason game. He gets hit. He gets injured in the game. This is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And this is what Nick Foles said about what happened on that play.
You know, I was getting ready to throw a deep ball, and it got grabbed as I was falling through. So I sort of got a little strained. So, you know, was with the trainers. You know, we'll go in. I'll go in tomorrow, get treatment on it, and you sort of go from there. But, you know, it feels all right. It feels pretty good. Hopefully there's no issues.
And you know who hit him? Adrian Claiborne.
Yeah, so yeah. I think Claiborne had a nice game yesterday, man. And the thing with the hit with him is he came into the game with something, with his trap or something.
Right, right. He had spasms.
Yeah,
he
came in with something like that already. So when you talk about him taking that hit, and then because this was my whole argument about not rushing Carson Wentz back is because you got folks. And now you don't know what's going to happen with that shoulder. What's the kid, Nate Sudfeld? They like him a lot. He played a pretty good game. He's having a pretty good preseason also. But, yeah, those are the risks that you go when the risks that you have when you're talking about playing your starters in preseason. It's always you can't wait for preseason, you can't wait for preseason. And as soon as somebody of significance gets hurt, oh, they need to get rid of it. They need to get rid of it. I mean, you got to make your mind up because as long as the owners are making money, them games ain't going nowhere, John. We know that.
And this is what we talked about, getting out of the game healthy last week against the New York Jets and knock on whatever. Is this wood here? I don't even know what's under here. That they get out of the game healthy, win, lose, or whatever tonight, because just as you said, look at the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Carson Wentz obviously was not a preseason injury. It dates back to, you know, late last season. But you have Nick Foles getting dinged up. You've lost Alshon Jeffery. Now, Alshon Jeffery is not the same player he was 8 years ago, but Alshon Jeffery is a big threat, big, strong body, can get you in the red zone. I mean, he's not really the stretch of field guy.
Oh, he's not fast at all, but
he
is one of the best contested ball catchers in the NFL, man. I mean, he does. I mean,
and that's why it's such a big loss for them, and he's not going to be available.
He goes and gets the ball, and we talked about the earlier this week about, you know, he had rotator cuff surgery. And how long that could be. And I know if they could find a way not to put him on PUP to start the season, they will. And maybe just give him – maybe he might – 2 weeks in or something like that. But if they got to put him on PUP and he misses those six games, that's a big loss for him because you got to look at him. He's gone now. They still have Aguilar. They went out and signed Mike Wallace. They got some of the best – I think as a whole in the room, I think they got the best combination of tight ends in the NFL. I'm talking about as a
Zach Ertz is great.
Zach Ertz, you got Dallas Goedert, the rookie tight end who made some big plays last week. So I look at those guys as a whole, are the best in the league, and then you're going to be able to run the football, one of the better offensive line, get Jason Peters back. But no matter what all that means, if you ain't got somebody to pull that trigger, it don't matter. It don't matter one bit.
Talking about the Falcons on a Falcons Friday, also talking about the rest of the NFL as we broadcast live from the racetrack on Thornton Road just south of I-20 this morning. Again, our coverage of the Falcons and the Chiefs begins at 5 tonight with the pregame show. Mike Conley, Harper LaBelle at the AT&T Perch. We encourage you to go by the AT&T Perch if you get in early into the stadium. Go by and say hi to Mike Conley and Harper LaBelle. And, of course, the game at 7 o'clock kick tonight. West, Dave, John Michaels live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Kansas City Chiefs. And the Atlanta Falcons. First game for the Falcons in, gosh, 7 months.
Been a while.
At Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Been a minute.
Been a while.
Been a while.
Now, right? Is the roof going to be open tonight?
I don't know.
As they told me.
I mean, they got the button. It's raining a little bit out here. Just lightly raining out here. Really humid. So, I don't know. I mean.
They told me they got the button working. It's working, John. They can just go press it and then 9 minutes later, it's
Right. Open or closed. I haven't seen it work yet. I haven't been there when it's working yet.
I saw the video. So
I saw the video.
We sure?
Yeah, Brett Jukes posted up the video. I saw the video.
It's going to open, right? And it's going to close afterwards, right?
Packers beat the Steelers last night 51-34. I was like watching a little of that game going, what in the world?
It was a shootout last night.
I was on the Braves and I went over to that and it was like, touchdown. Touchdown. What the heck?
Yeah,
these teams play defense?
It was a shootout last night. And it was so funny. I saw a tweet because Mason Rudolph, first pass.
Right.
Pick six.
Back to the house.
Pick six.
And it ain't Oklahoma State no more.
Yeah, you're talking about it's Ben Roethlisberger smiling over there. I told you so. But he came back and played pretty good. Josh Dobbs they're battling for that backup spot. Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown to Jimmy Graham, who jumps up in there.
But you know what's funny about this, I didn't mean to jump you up. Remember how he was, you guys suck, basically calling out his wide receivers?
He was not saying they suck. He said that the period that they had, which is the carded period. And if you mess up a carded period, John, it's literally a line that says what to do. And if you mess that up, you are an idiot. All right? And he was saying they were playing soft. The speed wasn't there. But they actually – the young receivers played good. So,
second game in a row
Second game in a row. So, Aaron, maybe that's what they needed was Aaron a little kick in the butt.
Well, maybe so. Another thing they're saying this morning in the New York papers and the New York media on the blogs, could Teddy Bridgewater actually be the starter for the New York Jets?
Could he? Yeah. Will he? No. I think Sam Darnold is the guy. Even though he played well enough, he did some good things as far as climbing up in the pocket from a rush, threw the ball away instead of forcing it on one situation. You see the mobility. Couple third down conversions. The interception he threw, he just got to be smarter. When you run it, what we call a fire pass, John, you either hit fullback, the tight end, the crosser. Well, he came back late to the crosser, ball's tipped, intercepted. But I think he's going to be the starter day one.
One other quick NFL note. Guess who was in Cleveland yesterday? Dez Bryant. And he shows up, and everybody thinking, Dez and would he be a fit with Hugh Jackson in Cleveland? And Dez went on one of the big blogs and said this.
Dez Bryant in the studio. Nathan's good. Very nice to meet you, Dez. How you doing? You happy to be in Cleveland?
Happy to be here, excited, trying to work out some things.
All right. We'll see what happens. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come on in here, man.
Yes, sir. It's a lovely place.
It is a nice place. You look good in the brown and orange. You had orange back in your day.
Yeah, I did.
Oklahoma
I
State.
Look good in the brown.
Yeah. Sure. All right. We'll see. Dez Bryant, thank you for stopping in.
Is that the whole thing right there?
That was the whole thing.
Was that the whole thing? Oh, I thought it was like an interview.
I think what happened was he stumbled. They were doing a live show.
Yeah,
and he
kind of
stumbled in the room, and they went, "Hey, how you doing?"
John, the thing with the Cleveland wide receiver room, it's a volatile room. It really is. You're talking about Juice and this kid Callaway, who I don't trust. Josh Gordon, who I don't trust. And then you put Dez in there. It's only one football, all right? And they got the right quarterback. They got the right quarterback because I think Tyrod is one of those guys that can manage it and keep those guys in line. But once that ball don't start coming to Dez, because Dez ain't going to be the number one receiver, right? Especially if and when Josh comes back. So, like I said, it's going to be a lot of volatility in that room. Would I sign Dez out with him? Yeah, I would because he can still play. He can still help you. You don't know when Josh is coming back, but just – Hard Knocks going to be fun the rest of this offseason. The rest of this training camp.
From a television standpoint,
yes, it
would be great, right? Exactly. Hey, if you're going home to work or vacation, get a Peach Pass account, and it'll help you get there faster. The new lanes on 85, I-75 North, I-575 will get easier with the new Peach Pass, and the Peach Pass folks are here right next to us. So sign up for a Peach Pass if you're coming out to join us this morning.
I'm signing up for one right now, John.
I see. I did that a couple of racetracks ago. That's how we mark time here on the show now. How many racetracks ago was it? It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Lithia Springs this morning. Coverage begins at 5 tonight, but it's really kind of ongoing now. Big game for the Braves tonight at SunTrust Park. What happened last night with Ronald Acuna in his first at-bat? We have that next on The Morning Show with John and Randy Mack this morning for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Great Aretha.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The game's national signing bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is The Morning Show from Racetrack in Lithia Springs. John and Randy Mack this morning on a Falcons Friday with the Falcons and the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock. The coverage is already beginning, and coming up in about 20 minutes, you'll hear from Brandon Fusco in an interview we did with the new offensive lineman about the battle on the offensive line and what the offense expects to do tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs. Brandon Fusco's interview coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Also tonight, in addition to having the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we mentioned this, Randy going to be rocking this week.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight you got the Falcons. Tomorrow you got the Corky Kell.
Yeah.
And then Sunday you've got Atlanta United.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a great weekend in Atlanta, man. Then I mean, and just in that building, but don't forget the Braves are up in SunTrust this weekend. So yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend in Atlanta Field Sports, man.
And as that is all going on there at SunTrust Park, about, what, 8-9 miles away, you're going to have the Atlanta Braves taking on the Colorado Rockies. And game two coming up tonight. Braves lost last night. Their bullpen blew the lead. And I'm still with you, Randy. I'm not happy about the fact that Julio Teheran was taken out of the game. I mean, unbelievable that he was taken out of the game.
Two times in a row, John. Two times in a row.
I know.
All right. Two times in a row, he's pitching. He has his stuff going, John, playing well. Under 100 pitches. Both times, John. Both times. Let's get him out.
And especially if you knew, as Snicker did, and this is my – hey, look, I'm not just going to, oh, Brian Snicker's the greatest. You know, Chuck Hernandez and what the decisions that they made. You knew you didn't have Aroides Vizcaíno. You knew you didn't have A.J. Minter. Neither was available to you because they had been overworked.
Right.
So they went to Brad Brock, who's never been in a save situation for the Atlanta Braves, and he gave up 3 runs in the ninth. Now, granted, Brock, you could say Dansby Swanson missed the throw and threw the air, et cetera.
But still, you just got to let him go one more. Because another guy on the mound tonight, if Newcomb is dealing tonight, let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Stop coddling him and like, oh, I got to get him out after six. All right. He might give up a hit then. Or he might. No, don't go with that. Have confidence in it because you and Anthopoulos have let us know this. This rotation right here, these are our guys this year. This is who we're going forward with. So you might as well just put him out there.
And, of course, the Braves give up a half game to the Philadelphia Phillies, who split a doubleheader. The Phillies lost the opening game of the doubleheader to the Mets yesterday, 24-4.
They were putting foots in them.
Beat 24-4, but then they turned around and won the nightcap. I believe 9-6 was the score in that one. But the Braves are a game and a half ahead of Philadelphia. And keep this in mind, too, that Colorado team, they've been red hot. Colorado's a team that you might have to battle for. The race is not just Atlanta and Philadelphia for the NL East title. Right. The race could also be Atlanta, Philadelphia, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Chicago.
St. Louis playing good too.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. Colorado, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers. There's a lot of wild card possibilities in there, too. And Colorado's one of those teams that could be in the thick of the chase for the wild card. So this game counts a little bit more than just a game against the Marlins does.
Yeah.
To the game against the Marlins, let's go back to last night. The Braves lost the game 5-3. But so much focus on the first at-bat last night because we know what happened on the first at-bat four games ago, home run. 3 games ago, home run. Then, well, 2 games ago, the hit-by-pitch. Home run, hit-by-pitch in the first pitch. What was the first pitch going to be last night when Ronald Acuna stepped in? Well, it turned out it was a ball. And then on the second pitch, Ronald Acuna put to rest any fear that you thought he might be out for a long time by doing this.
In case you wondered, his homer streak in consecutive games is still alive. And a base hit on the second pitch of the game. So Ronald Acuna with a 9-game hitting streak, 17 hits in that stretch. Oh, baby, how big was that?
He ended up stealing second base, too, on top of that.
Yeah, he did. And then you look at the arm that was injured. That was his arm that he used to hang on to the bag. So he
went in head first.
He went in head first. So, yeah, I mean, it was good to see him back. Kind of had a feeling he was going to be back. To me, he seems like he's one of those kids, got a lot of pride. And it was funny that the story that Ender was talking about before the game, he said that Acuna came to him and was like, I'm good, I want to play tonight. And basically, Ender said, well, don't tell me, tell them. And so he had called Snick or whatever and let him know that he was ready to go.
You know, by the way, that's one of the things, because we mentioned it and I thought about it. Anyway, you know, seeing Ronald Acuna play, he does slide head first. And I'm not a big head first slide guy. I'm a feet first slide guy.
Are you talking personally, John? Or?
No, I'm just talking about from a safety standpoint, because you start putting those hands out there, fingers happen, wrists happen.
Yeah, but a lot of the guys now, they have those things that they cover their fingers up with.
The running gloves.
Yeah,
right.
and he has one, too. However you can get there, that's my whole thing.
Here nor there. I just happened to notice that about him. All right, so the other big news yesterday was, of course, Jose Urena gets suspended for 6 games.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay.
You're mad.
This is
Pete Rose.
You know what? It's not just that I'm mad. This is such a failure of Major League Baseball. I mean, this is my – okay, I'll be mad that it wasn't more than six, all right? It should have been 20, in my opinion. It should have been 40 because it was targeting, trying to take out one of the best young players in the game. But here's my analysis of this.
Tell me.
This lame, ridiculous six-game suspension by Major League Baseball is not just an embarrassment. It's a danger to the game. Because if you're going to say to the Atlanta Braves, we're not going to protect the young players or any player in baseball, but we're not going to protect your young star when he's targeted by another team by only giving this guy a six-game, essentially one game, because it's only one start suspension, what are the Braves going to say? Well, if you're not going to do it, the next time we're going to take it upon ourselves. So you're asking the Braves, because now in retrospect, I wish there would have been that guy at the end of the bench who would have tore out of that dugout, went right at Jose Urena and said, okay, and hit him with a full shoulder on, and not helmet to helmet, but got his head to the side and drilled him into tomorrow.
I thought it was going to be some fisticuffs. I said it yesterday, John. I was surprised that it wasn't, like, you know, the first base coach, he the one had to put hands on somebody, and that was just a little shove, but I thought it, because of everything you said, it is our young star. We know it was on purpose. I actually thought somebody was going to lay some hands on somebody.
Well, but see, then the Braves were the better of the two. And then, of course, Eric Young gets suspended. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And Brian Snicker gets Mattingly, the guy who orders it. Don't tell me he didn't know.
I didn't say that, man. I'm going by what Freddie said.
Man,
Freddie said that it's not a Marlins thing. It was him. That's all I'm going by. I'm going by what Freddie said. Now, you said it. You say he hit him. I got Rick Campbell came in there. He just, I mean, what do you call it? A hatchet job?
Don Corleone.
A Don Corleone mob hit.
You know?
ordered by
the fat Don, man sitting in the back. Dondo.
Dondo, yeah.
Dondo sitting in the back. You know, hey, you got to take care. You know,
yeah,
so. He brings a knife, you bring a gun. He brings a gun, you bring a bigger gun. Yeah. You know, but there is something. Look, we said what we said when I say we, the Braves. The Braves said, okay, fine. We'll get out there and we'll kind of defend our guy. But Snicker's going, look, you know, I'll take the fall for this. You guys go win the game. That's the better revenge. We'll let Major League Baseball police this, which, A, the first thing happens. B, doesn't happen. Major League Baseball did not police this with a six-game suspension.
I thought it would be at least 10. I did. I knew he was going to be suspended, but I thought it would be at least 10. They say they did fine him also, but, yeah, he's just going to miss his next
start. Anybody ever takes a shot at that kid again, at that player again, if I'm the Braves, I ain't trusting no six-game suspension. I'm taking you out.
I thought it was going to be hands. You're talking about fighting, right? No throwing another ball in.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about, you're coming out there. We're taking you out. We're going to.
If I'm going to run all the way from the bullpen, I'm going to fight somebody.
I'm going to go full Bob Horner to cast right off the top of the dugout on you, okay? That's what I'm saying. Go look at that video of the Padres in 85 and tell you that's a coming. We are broadcasting live from the racetrack on Thornton Road at I-20 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Falcons Friday. As you can tell, I mean, things are buzzing around here, right? When we get back, the Falcons, our conversation with Brandon Fusco. Our first chance to have an in-depth with him about that battle at right guard and what he expects to see from the offense tonight. That's next, live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.